Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications here. Welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. Speaking of Subway, right off the top here, just wanted to remind fans that the Score 6 promotion is underway again this season. What is Score 6? Every Saturday in the BCHL throughout the regular season, if the home team scores 6 goals, fans of the rink will be given a coupon for 2 free cookies from Subway. It's happened 11 times already this season that the home team has scored 6 on a Saturday, so don't forget if you're at the rink this weekend. Moving on to hockey headlines now, Hockey Canada announced on Monday the selection camp rosters for the 2017 World Junior A Challenge. The BCHL has 28 players invited to the tryouts, and you can read up on it at the BCHL website under the news menu and the latest news page. One team that will certainly be impacted by the selection camp for Team Canada West is the Penticton Vs. They will see 3 of their defensemen, Luke Reed, Johnny Tyconic, and Ryan O'Connell, gone for at least the tryouts, and there's a good chance they'll be away for the tournament as well. Our first interview is with a Vs defenseman that will be counted on to step up in their absence. Kenny Johnson is in his second year on the team, and the Michigan recruit told broadcaster Craig Beauchemin the Vs are confident they can maintain success even if they're without some key guys on the back end, and said the team is just enjoying life right now after scoring 30 goals in their last 4 games, all wins.
I just saw us having fun. We simplified our game. We cracked down on the D zone. It all starts there, and we just work, you know, make a good defensive stop, move the puck to the forwards, and good things happened. It seemed to be happening every shift, actually.
I feel like you've stepped up your game in a big way since you come back from your 4-game suspension earlier this year. Do you feel more confident than you did earlier in the year, or do you just feel like things are just kind of clicking more now?
A little bit of both. Like coming back from injury and at the start of the year is a little tough. Getting back in the swing of things, getting suspended didn't help. But, as a team aspect, it was starting to click. It's a lot more mojo going on the bench, in the locker room. We're coming together as more of a family than just a team. So coming to the rink every day makes it easier, and it seems to just be going our way.
You threw one of the biggest hits of the year against Cowichan on Saturday. When you're getting ready for a hit like that, there's sort of a science to it because you can't line it up too early. You're going to miss the guy or too late. He'll go on a breakaway. How much, pinpoint accuracy goes into something like that?
A lot. It's kind of trial and error. I'm a big guy, and I've been throwing hits ever since I was allowed to hit. And I just saw the guy racing for the puck, and I knew he was going to cut back on me eventually. And I just tried to throw him through the glass, and it was a big hit. Yeah.
There was a little bit of chaos that ensued after the play, and I know it's not the first time that this has happened this year, but it's sort of a, I don't want to call it a dangerous situation, because, I mean, you were sort of jumping, dragged onto the ice from behind, and kind of just a blur from there. What did you see?
Yeah, I threw the hit, and I knew something was going to happen. We were up by a lot, and someone came off the bench, and they hit me from the side. I kind of got blindsided there, and I just lost it. A lot of my teammates, they get that crazy look in my eye, and I was just going to grab whoever I could find and do what I could do to protect myself and pretty much just beat him up.
You mentioned the team was up by a lot. I think one of these games this past week, you played a couple of shifts up front on the wing. So when Fred taps you on the shoulder and says, Kenny, you're lining up a right wing, what are you thinking?
I get happy. He does that. I'm going out there to score a couple goals. He put me in the power play a couple times, and I'm playing right wing. You know, I'm out there, and a part of me is like, I can do whatever I want. I'm not normally here, so if I mess up, it's okay. But, no, I go out there and just kind of, it's like I'm playing shinny. I just go out there and have some fun, make a couple of plays, and then, you know, try and score a goal or two.
3 of your teammates were recently invited to the Canada West Selection Camp for the World Junior A Challenge, which means there will be 3 guys gone for a couple of games in about a week or so. That's going to be bigger roles for guys like you. How excited are you for that challenge?
I'm very excited. It's definitely a challenge. We're going to have, I don't even know, 3D left behind that are regulars. Congrats to the guys that are going, but the ones that are here, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of games and just a number of days. We're going to have less D. We got a lot of ice time, so we can't complain about that. But, it'll definitely be a time.
Team has a big challenge coming up on Wednesday against the Trail Smoke Eaters. Obviously a team that kind of beat up on you guys a little bit last time you were there. How much is that on your mind heading in there on Wednesday?
On the team side, we're really thinking about it. We've been cracking down all week. We're prepared. We're ready. I think we're more ready than before. And on my side, I haven't played them yet this year. I was suspended when we went to Trail last time and didn't end up doing too well as a team. And I'm excited. I'm excited to go in there and have my presence be a factor. I'm big. I'm strong. I can make plays. And I know they have a big Howarth guy on their team, but I'm ready to shut him down and shut down the rest of the team with RVs.
Saturday, it's a rematch of last year's BCHL Finals. I know you weren't able to play in the playoffs last year, but there's a lot of new faces on that team, but it's still a rematch of last year's final, which is going to be a fun game here at the SOEC.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of new faces, but we have some guys that have been in championship games before, and but it's a new year. We're not really worried about the past. We're moving on, and we're on the way up, so we're excited with our chances.
Thanks to Craig Boschman for getting us that interview with V's defenseman Kenny Johnson. Speaking of V's defenseman, that brings us to the BCHL Player of the Week. Penticton's Nick Lieberman is the Player of the Week after scoring 4 goals, including a hat trick, and adding an assist as Penticton went 3-0 last week. Lieberman's hat trick came as part of an 11-3 beatdown the V's put on West Kelowna. Lieberman is now 3rd in V's scoring with 6 goals and 14 assists in 22 games played. The Colorado Avalanche draft pick is 6th in the BCHL in scoring among defensemen. Shifting focus now to the mainland division, we had a chance to catch up this week with first-year Surrey Eagles head coach Brandon West. Having missed the playoffs each of the last 3 years, the Eagles are flying a bit higher this year with West behind the bench, and they enter the weekend with a mark of 14-10-2-1, good enough for 2nd in the mainland. West is enjoying the benefits of the dynamic offensive duo of Ty Westgaard and Johnny Wesley, both top 10 scorers in the league, and he says his move from the interior, where he was an assistant coach in West Kelowna and a head coach in Salmon Arm, has been a good one so far.
It's been a real good adjustment. Obviously, getting out of the interior, it's definitely a different dynamic, and it's a fresh start for myself and my family. And I think it's an exciting change. Obviously, you're playing new teams every night, and creating some new rivalries with new teams. And but so far, it's been exciting change for myself.
Now, the last couple of years have been tough for the Surrey Eagles on the ice, and not a lot of wins came their way, but as of right now, you're a club that's 14-10-3. That I think marks real progress. Are you satisfied to this point in the growth you've seen with the team?
Well, I think obviously we're keeping ourselves in good position in the standings. I think for a while there, after our start, we kind of got a little sloppy for a bit, and we fell behind in the standings, and we kept ourselves afloat. I thought we won some games, early on in November, where we were able to gain some ground in the standings when our opponents were losing. So we kept ourselves afloat. Obviously, we'd like to see our record improve, and there's some games in that stretch too that I felt that we probably should have won, but we were on the losing side of things. But all in all, I think this is a good step forward for our group, and we're going to continue to push forward and continue to put a better product on the ice every day.
A quick scan of your guys' stats. I mean, what jumps off the page is the numbers of John Wesley and Ty Westgaard. I mean, one guy's got all the assists and the other guy's got all the goals. Is that pretty much how it lines up for you guys? Are those guys generally on the same line with Ty Westgaard kind of setting it up and Johnny Wesley finishing it off?
Yeah, well, I think, when you look at those guys, the line of Ty Westgaard, Desi Berger, and Johnny Wesley have been really good for us. They were put together, in late September, and they've been real good for us for a long time now. So, and Desi's unfortunately been out of the lineup here for the last few games, and hopefully we get him back in the lineup soon. But I think we're tough to play against, with all of our 4 forward lines. I think we're tough to defend when we have 4 lines going, and that's how we want to build our team. We want to have that depth, and we want everybody to toe the company line in the same direction, and everybody's got to contribute in different ways every single night.
Another guy I wanted to talk to you about is a guy that's a veteran of the league on your back end, and he doesn't jump off the page points-wise, but I think he wears a letter for you, and that's Dom Mascelis, one of your defensemen. Just went past the 200-game mark in the league. What can you tell us about his game and what he means to you guys?
Well, Dom's been fantastic for us. He's a guy that, he spent some time in the league, and when I took over in the summertime, he was one of my first meetings that I had, and the thing that jumped out to me right away was his character. Obviously, the name Dom Mascelis in the league, but you don't really get to know him on a personal standpoint until you get to go to work with him every day. And the thing that just you know, he glows around this dressing room. He carries himself in a great way, and is a guy that you like to get excited about, because, you know, he put a lot of time and effort into his game this summer. He lost a lot of weight, and he's in the best shape he's ever been in, and I think this is the best hockey he's probably ever played. So, you know, we're excited to see his progress throughout the summer, and then obviously the start of the season here. But I think where we're really going to gain our ground here with him is down the stretch. I think he's really excited to be a part of this, and we've had a lot of success, you know, I think as a group, not just only on the ice, but off the ice as well. And, you know, Dom's a guy that he brings a lot of energy and light to our dressing room every day. And we're very grateful that we have him here.
Brandon West is our guest on the BCHL podcast. Hey, Brandon, another veteran guy I wanted to ask you about, that it looked like he kind of had a slow start to the season offensively, and that's Jeff Stewart. But in over the last 10 games, he's put up as many points as anybody on your roster. Is that an adjustment he's made, or something, an adjustment that you and the coaches addressed? What's come along for him in the last few games?
Well, I think the thing with Jeff is that you know, there was a lot of expectation on our older guys this year. And I think Jeff, you know, getting used to a new coach, new style of play, and whatever it may be, I think he's just kind of settled into his game now. I think he might have been overthinking things at the beginning of the season. And obviously, as a player like that wants to contribute on the score sheet every night. It wasn't happening right away, and we kind of tinkered some things around, and some different line mates. We did a little bit of line juggling. And, you know, I think the thing that stands out with Jeff, though, is that he's a power forward, and he's playing that game 200 feet right now. He's tough to play against. You know, he's been real good in the face-off circle, and he's giving us a well-rounded game. And I think, you know, now that we're keeping the puck out of our own end as much, he's getting to play more offense, and I think he's been a major contributor in our success here recently.
You mentioned off the top about some of the new rivalries that you're getting used to in the Mainland Division, and, you know, this weekend coming up, you got a home-and-home set with the Langley Rivermen, who geographically that's the closest rival for the Surrey Eagles. So when you guys are doing video and getting prepared for the Rivermen, who are some of the guys you highlight from them, or how do you just prepare generally?
Well, I think, you know, we got to prepare like we do, you know, every week for opponent. We focus on ourselves a lot, and making sure that our game is tight, making sure that we do the right things on both sides of the puck. But obviously, we're playing a real good team in Langley. They're in first place, and rightfully so. They've had a fantastic start to the season, and you know, the one thing that stands out with them is that they do have the 9 overtime losses. But if you could put those into wins, they'd be a country mile ahead of a lot of us in the Mainland Division. So you know, we're preparing. We know that they're going to be real good. So they have a tough, you know, they have a tough top line to defend. You know, Angus Cruikshank and Brendan Booty have been really good for them. They've been really good in net. They've been really good on the back end. They've made some good trades here lately, and you know, they're well coached. Bobby Henderson and Chris Shaw have done a real good job with their group this year, and they probably play a similar style to us, and we don't want to get into a track meet with them. Obviously, when two teams are facing each other, you want to make sure that you're on the offensive side more than the defensive side. They're a real good team. They're going to be prepared, and I'm excited. I know our players are definitely excited for this one. We haven't faced them since the first game of the season, so you know, I think there's a lot of fresh faces in both groups.
That was Surrey Eagles coach Brandon West. That's going to do it for the podcast this week. For all the latest BCHL news and notes, visit the league website at bchl.ca. You can also follow the league on Twitter at BCHL Live and on Instagram at RealBCHL. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.